Castology.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Castology.
Hello.
Hi.
A podcast about podcasts.
I know.
So meta.
A meta podcast. I am Zane C. Weber and my co-hosts are
Patrick Shearer
and Liz Best.
And we are all mad podcast consumers.
A little bit obsessed. Yeah. A little obsessed.
Although I haven't been able to consume as many podcasts as I would like this week because my headphone jack has been playing up.
Mine too.
Yeah, I took it to the repair person and they can either get the charger to work but not the headphone jack or the headphone jack but not the charger. So I chose the charger this week.
See, I'm one of those jerks that just walks around with my phone on loud listening to podcasts when I get out of the car.
See, some of the podcasts that I listen to, I'm not comfortable with everyone around me listening
to. Dude, me either. So I turn it down really
low.
I know. I turn it down really low and hold it up to my ear and hope that no one hears the... Oh, man, I've got some really bad stories about pulling up to Macca's to get a cheeseburger at the exact wrong moment of a murder podcast.
Oh, good. Well, okay, so what each episode of this podcast is going to be is we're going to recommend a podcast that we have listened to and liked and want you to listen to if you like the sound of it. Each of us have a specific taste in podcasts. We didn't have much overlap when we went through our lists.
Which I thought was really surprising. I thought there'd be more overlap, but we've all got pretty different tastes.
I was surprised because I listened to so many podcasts, I thought that there would be at least a fair bit of overlap in the Venn diagram. of our
Was there absolutely none?
There were a few between us.
Yeah. Some true crime I listened to, but and some history from you, Patrick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But there wasn't many, which is good. And there are hundreds and thousands of podcasts out there. That's good. So if you're listening to this and you have a podcast that you would like us to consider recommending, feel free to drop us a line on social media. We are on Facebook. We'll be on Instagram and Twitter. Or you can send us an email at castologypodcast@gmail.com. And we will consider it.
We'll consider it strongly.
We have a lot of podcasts to get through already. Yeah. I did not think that my list would be that long when I...
I'm impressed with how, like, I thought my list would be pretty long, but I'm damn impressed with how long your list is. Like,
look, I mean, podcasts are my life list.
Yeah. This is true.
See, if I didn't also love audiobooks, I think my podcast list would be a hell of a lot longer.
Oh, I'm so behind on all these audiobooks now that you mention that. So I'm giving podcast precedence.
Anyway, so I thought this episode we should go about, introduce ourselves, our relationship to podcasts, what we like to listen to and when we listen to it. And then we can start, then we can recommend maybe our biggest podcast love at the end of the episode. And then in the next episode, what we will do is we'll have a reaction from the others who have listened to our recommendation from the previous episode. And then we'll go on, do another recommendation into the future.
Yeah, because we're going to be prescribing episodes for each of us to listen to from our favorite podcasts. So we had a good case at the start where none of us had listened to the other people's podcasts. So we recommend our favorite episodes and then we're going to tell you what we each think of each other's tastes.
Yeah. And hopefully not shit on each other too much.
Look, I have listened to a number of the podcasts on your list, Patrick, and it is enlightening about your personality.
Is it really?
I'm not judging you at all, but it does, it is enlightening as to what you choose to consume.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to make of that just yet.
No, well, over the next few episodes, you will find out.
Okay, goodo.
So shall I start?
You shall.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so cards on the table. I own and run a podcast network.
Yes.
So
you don't say.
I produce podcasts, I host podcasts, and I publish other people's podcasts. So I'm also a podcast consultant. So if people want to refine their podcast or launch their podcast, they'll come to me and I'll help them through that process. So if there's businesses launching a professional podcast or people looking to kind of integrate a podcast into their other entrepreneurial sort of side projects, that's something that I do freelance on the side of my full-time job as a graphic designer, mm-hmm. which I'm lucky enough to be able to listen to podcasts yes. to mm-hmm. all the time. So that's how I consume podcasts mostly, is at my desk at work. Mm. And then, because I don't really get to listen to podcasts other than the ones that I'm producing and hosting outside of work, because that takes up all the rest of my time. Mm. I got into podcasts very, very early.
You liked them before they were cool.
Well, way before.
I liked them when they were called internet radio.
You're so old.
I liked them when you had to use a torrenting program to subscribe to them. I liked them before iPhones existed.
How far back does this go?
Well, I was thinking the other day.
The iPhone is what, 2007?
Yeah, I think I started listening to my first podcast in 2005.
Right.
Wow.
And that was a Canadian, like, queer news podcast, but it was three comedians. They were very funny, but I had to download a, you could listen to them online episode by episode, the boring and slow way, or you could subscribe through like a torrenting program.
Right.
Back in the days of like LimeWire and Bizarre.
Oh, the pain of LimeWire.
So yeah, that's how I got introduced to podcast. Then the renaissance came when smartphones came out and podcasting apps were a thing. And I've been listening to one or two podcasts pretty much since then. But in the last 10 years, I guess, podcasts have been a very constant part of my life and my internet and media consumption. Mm. My taste tends towards narrative podcasts and fiction podcasts, but also comedy podcasts and science podcasts, that sort of thing. So before I get into my recommendation, who wants to go first with how they got into podcasts?
Well, because mine is such a huge juxtaposition to yours, I will probably go next. I got into podcasts last year and pretty much have just listened to them nonstop for a couple of years. A mate of mine, Natalie, was the first person to introduce me to podcasts because she knows that I would binge Netflix documentaries on true crime. She's like, oh my God, you need to listen to this particular one, which I'm not going to mention yet because it's my recommendation. And I actually had to physically hand my phone to her and say, please show me where the podcasts live, because I had no idea.
I will say I've been to parties where I've spoken about doing podcasts and the podcasts that I put out, and people have, I've just had a pile of phones that they're like, please set up podcasts on my phone.
Well, see, I didn't really understand what they were, because I know that when I was listening to like commercial radio, I'd hear people going, oh, check out the podcast. And I'm like, oh, so is it just the talking bits from commercial radio? Having no idea that people were actually making stuff to fully put out in that particular medium. So since then, because I used to have I still sort of do have an Audible membership, but I would listen to books back to back to back to back to back, because as a journalist and writer, the last thing I want to do when I get home is look at words, but I still wanted to consume stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
I started listening to audio books and then podcasts, and I used to cop a lot of flack from my ex who would be like, you're not reading technically. And I'm like, I'm still consuming the literature. It's the same thing. Leave me alone.
And some would say, in defense of audio books, that listening to Stephen Fry read through the entirety of Harry Potter
right?
is
better.
An entirely different form of consumption than reading the books or watching the movies.
For somebody who's an actor.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle works read by Stephen Fry.
Amazing.
It's
great.
Just a thousand times better than me reading it with my head voice, which I don't even know what that is.
Like, I don't get me wrong, I love books. I love the smell of them. I love reading them. But as a theatrical person, and we're all in theatre, it's quite wonderful to hear. Some books I've recommended to people just because I love the people who've read them, and then I go listen to the next. But podcast-wise, I pretty much started off true crime, and it was only after I devoured every true crime podcast that I could find that wasn't just a derivative of the first one that I came onto, that I started branching out into other topics. But yeah, I'm pretty much all about murder.
And you've joined the podcasting phenomenon at just the right time for murder.
Yeah. Oh, look, true crime. I feel is like everywhere. There's a massive boom in it, and like obviously statistically, women listen to the true crime a lot more than men, and I'll get into in the next few episodes why that is, because there's very definite reasons as to why I connect with it personally. But I think it's kind of one of those things that I've always been fascinated with it, but I never really like to talk about it because I don't want to be the weird person at the party who starts talking about Jeffrey Dahmer in the middle of people having cocktails. So, but I can do that. So if you want random facts about Jeffrey Dahmer, I'm your girl.
Just buy your cocktail.
Yeah, just buy me a cocktail and I'll tell you all the serial killer things you need to know. So all that's right. Me.
I think the first podcast that I listened to or watched rather was about 6 years ago on YouTube. And it was very, very compelling information. And I don't think I actually started listening to podcasts until maybe a year after that. But I was like, that was like amazing, that sort of thing. And that like, you can just consume that information through your ears while you're doing other stuff.
Yes, that's my favorite part, the multitasking.
So like, I've had multiple jobs over the years that I'm able to do that, like whether it's delivering or walking around or whatever the thing is. And then just anytime I'm doing like a household chore, like why not fill your head with information rather than nothing?
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy listening to music, this feels more productive.
It does, and passively as well. You don't have to dedicate time to specifically consuming podcasts. Yeah.
And even when I would play video games, like just listen to one at the same time if it's easy enough to do. I don't have to focus too much. It's like now I feel like I'm actually not wasting my time entirely.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm just like an audible learner as well. So it just appealed to me immensely. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I learn from listening and talking to people, and podcasts are a great way to tap into that without actually having to converse with someone. Because if you're listening to two people talk, like you're involved in that
just
conversation,
a little fly on the wall.
The retention is still there.
Yeah. Plus you feel like you've got extra friends. You're like, oh, hey, friends on my podcast. Talk to me about things.
The atmosphere that usually is present in a podcast, it makes it easier to digest rather than listening to a lecture or something like that.
Having been said, some of my favorite podcasts are that sort of format where there is one person speaking at you, a very kind of structured delivery of information. But I think definitely the conversational sort of podcast is definitely my favored kind.
See, it depends what I'm looking for. If I'm looking for entertainment, the conversational stuff is what I will automatically go to. But there's a lot of the podcasts that I listen to that are that very well researched, but because it's research and it's curated. So it's a script that's been written. So it's written to be entertaining rather than just someone talking at you. So there's the pauses and there's the, dramatic moments, and then they'll take an ad break and you'll be like, God damn it. But if I want to be entertained, I go for conversational. And if I want to learn more about a particular topic, I do like a good, well-researched.
Yeah.
Well-polished
with good like sound design and,
Well, that's, I think what we're going to, what I want to focus on in this podcast is the goods of podcasting, because there are so many articles and critiques online of bad podcasts, whereas I just don't think that that's.
Why do we want to put that? We don't want to put that out into the world. Like there's already enough crap in the world.
Quite right. And like you can.
Recommend what we're passionate about.
You can listen to a podcast with bad sound design, but if the content's compelling, then it's still worth it.
Absolutely. Yes. And you can mention that as well. Like if the first couple of eps have terrible sound design, but persevere, like that's what we're here to
I
help
am
you
guilty
with.
Of
it's
that.
Fun to watch the journey go by
that's
sometimes.
Some of, yeah. Like
my first podcast, the sound quality is terrible because it's just one mic in the middle of a table surrounded by six people.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
and
shoot.
It is not great. But I keep it up there because, again,
it's part of your history.
Yeah.
I'm all into linear. Like if I can't go back and listen from the start, I get really agitated. So it's really quite fun for me to go to the start and listen to how crap the sound design was and how they're like, we have no idea what we're doing. Because then you're in on the in-jokes all the way through as well. And it's kind of really lovely to see how excited people get that their podcast is taking off, and then all of a sudden, like 100 episodes later, they're quitting their jobs and I'm sitting there jealous as hell going, God damn these guys.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. All right. Well, shall we get into our first recommendations?
Sure.
Let's.
Would you like to go first,
Pat? I'll go first. Yeah. So the specific episodes that I would like to recommend for you guys. Yeah. Well, the first podcast that I watched, the one that I mentioned before, was the Joe Rogan Experience. And that particular episode, I don't know the episode number, but it was with a fella called Graham Hancock and one of Joe's comedian friends, Duncan Trussell. So Joe, for people who don't know, is a comedian. He commentates the UFC. He's been a TV presenter for a while and then just sort of started fooling around in his basement with friends and, you know, recording conversations. Yeah, now it's become one of the biggest podcasts in the world. So this particular episode was just the three of them sort of on camera. Graham Hancock is a journalist initially who has basically got this theory that the Egypt, the pyramids, the Sphinx, all this sort of stuff is far older than mainstream archaeologists initially suspect. They think it's about 4,000.
Is there 4,000? Such a thing as a non-mainstream archaeologist?
Yeah. This would be these guys. These would be the sort of what
conspiracy theorists, pseudoscientists.
Kind of that's what they sort of get labeled as. But I think he made a very, very compelling argument. I mean, if you were interested in it, you could look up his stuff. I don't really want to make the case for ancient Egypt here.
It is your responsibility.
The proof is on me. Most compelling thing I found was that there's actually water erosion on the Sphinx. You can look at images of it. It's been carved out by what appears to be heavy rainfall. And the last time there was heavy rainfall in the Nile Valley that would correspond with that sort of erosion was about 12,000 years ago. So that was one thing that a geologist named Robert Schock at Boston University sort of put out there, and he sort of got laughed off in a way. That was 6 years ago. So that was 2012 when I first listened to that. Since then, this evidence has become much more accepted.
Right.
With the discovery of Göbekli Tepe as well, which is like a 20,000-year-old monument in Turkey, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Graham Hancock, Robert Schock, John Anthony West is the Egyptologist who died recently. And then a guy named Randall Carlson, they've sort of been at the forefront of this, like sort of putting out this notion that civilization might be far older than we initially anticipated, which I found to be the most compelling thing on the planet because then that suggested to me that there was perhaps some sort of, perhaps not technologically advanced, but far more technologically advanced than we initially considered civilization that would be so alien to anything that we, it's almost like having an alien race on the planet at a time. And I was like, that sort of blew my mind wide open and just made me begin to question all sorts of things. And then I guess from there, I listened to a few more episodes with Joe. I still do listen to Joe's podcast quite regularly. But his network and the people that he brings on, all these interesting figures, I just learned about so many different people and so many different things. And from there, it's like spread out.
So he doesn't really have like a specific topic. He just brings interesting people on and talks to them.
Shit that he's interested in, really.
Right.
Like at the moment, he's really interested in, ancient civilizations. He's getting into hunting. So he brings like hunters on.
Right.
Comedian friends. Yeah, just whatever. He's scientists, political people like the one that I'm recommending.
And so you said he was a commentator for
UFC commentator, so mixed martial arts commentator and stand-up comedian.
Right, and just went, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. Let's get all my friends on first.
Yeah,
and then-
it's more the comedy side of him because I think he got the idea from two guys named Opie and Anthony who were radio hosts who then started doing internet radio.
Right.
And he just loved the format that they had where they would just sort of go over there and they would chill out and they would just talk shit for a while and it was relaxed and they'd be drinking and smoking and whatever. And they actually have a really big following. So he was like, well, why don't we do this sort of thing? Cause he's obviously friends with all these comedians. He's got interesting enough acquaintances to invite along.
And he would have gotten to the point where people actually wanted to come on. And
It's at now, you know, he seems like he's booked for months and months and months and all these big profile people come on.
It's the dream.
Mm.
I mean,
we'll have that one.
It is the dream, right? Just to interview interesting people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your job. Interesting just people want to come to you.
Yeah.
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 So, what are the just so the audience knows, what are the specific episodes?
Oh, the recommendations for you two, yes. So for Liz, recommending Tulsi Gabbard. She is a, I think she's a congresswoman, or is she in the House of Representatives? I can't quite remember. She's a politician for the Democratic Party who represents the state of Hawaii. I don't quite remember the episode number. Do you have the information in front of you?
I'm just going to try and bring it up now.
Yeah.
My internet
connection, she's very switched on, very compelling. And
he gave me the choice between two. He gave me the choice between that one and a guy who'd been on death row for 22 years who was innocent, which the crime buff in me went, you know what? I really want to do it, but I'm going to go against type and I'm going to listen to the other episode.
Well, what did you end up doing?
1,170 was Tulsi Gabbard.
1,170 Tulsi Gabbard, yeah. She gives me hope for the future of American politics.
Mm. Oh, look, there's a little bit of hope going now.
Yeah.
I don't want to latch onto it too hard because I was destroyed by the 2016 election.
No hope. 2016 was a dumpster fire of a year.
I also have listened
to that one.
I haven't listened to her. I've listened to Joe Rogan though, because again, he is always top 10 podcasts in the world at all times. Mm. And he's a very compelling presenter.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And the one that I recommended you, Zane, was...
which I wanted.
Chuck
but Zane
Palahniuk,
got first.
Palahniuk. I don't quite remember how to pronounce his last
Palahniuk.
Name. Palahniuk. The gentleman who wrote Fight Club and Guts as well, I believe.
And others.
Other things. Many other things. But yeah, he's just an interesting mind, like a real, true, creative artist, writer. Like, yeah, he's... yeah, very, very compelling. And then had so many great stories from the cutting room floor of the writer's room, that some of which brought me to tears, which didn't move the imperturbable Zane.
He's a man of stone.
what episode number was that?
That's 1158.
1158. So yeah, number 1170 and 1158. And then I think the other one that I offered Liz, Nick Yaris.
It was
Yaris.
The one directly either before or after.
Yeah, so it's either,
it's either
1171 or 1169. Nick Yaris was, wrongfully convicted of murder, 22 years on death row, totally turned his life around for the better, like a hero in a movie. It's crazy.
It's amazing that that can happen.
Mm.
All right, well, we'll listen to that and we'll give you our reactions to Joe Rogan next episode.
Excellent.
Would you like to go next, Liz, or would you like me to?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Okay. So, obviously, true crime buff, and also a bit of a bit partial to comedy. My Favorite Murder was the podcast that got me hooked on podcasts. When Nat recommended it to me, it was very kind of, she's like, oh my God, you'd love them. They have all these like sayings like stay sexy and don't get murdered, which is on my t-shirt.
It's on your shirt. You've got the merch.
I bought way too much merch from them because I love all their catchphrases like get a job, buy your own shit and stay out of the forest, which is great life advice. Also, fuck politeness and you're in a cult, call your dad. And the beauty of starting from the start with these girls is that you get to come in on where they came up with these, and all of a sudden people were sending them merch with their own stuff written on it. And they were like, how is this happening? But their story is that so Karen used to, I don't think she does anymore. I think she just recently quit her job, but she was a comedian, TV writer.
Yeah.
And Karen and Georgia Hardstark. So it's Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. And Georgia also had another podcast at the time called Slumber Party, and she had a show on the Cooking Channel. And anyway, Karen was at a Halloween party talking to some people about some horrific thing that she witnessed, and everyone else was kind of like backing away slowly. And all of a sudden, Georgia, who you begin to learn through the podcast has immense social anxiety, was kind of creeping forward and being like, oh, my people. So they just met and started talking and spent the entire night speaking about serial killers. And each of them says in the podcast they kind of felt like, you know, the taboo that they've not been allowed to talk about, they found a person that they could talk about it with and go, oh my God, and did you know this guy did this? And I love their banter and the way that they kind of just chat about things and they make shit up on the spot. If you want something that's incredibly well researched, this is not the place to come. They basically either retell episodes of Forensic Files or I Survived or look up. They always say, please donate to Wikipedia because if it wasn't for them, we'd have no jobs.
Yeah.
But I love the way and it sounds really messed up to have a comedy murder podcast, which is if somebody had told me, oh, there's this comedy murder podcast, I probably would have been a bit like, that's kind of disrespectful. But the way they do it is in a really respectful way that I find kind of lightens the mood, but not in a way that's offensive to me.
Yeah. I think like in a murder, there are two parties. There is the murdered and the murderer. And one of those parties, you're definitely allowed to make fun of.
Yeah.
Because they're terrible people.
Terrible, terrible humans. Like, but, and then, you know, I love, for me, it's, and people were like, you live alone. Why do you listen to all these horrific things? Because I feel more prepared to be able to deal with this shit now that I've listened to so much about it. Like there's so many times where they talk about tactics that people use to get out of things or, you know, one of them was where they told the origin of why the Amber Alert is called the Amber Alert and it's this awful story about a young girl called Amber getting murdered.
Oh,
but
no.
Knowing like the etymology of these kinds of things and how awful everything was in the 70s where any time a child disappeared, they were like, oh, well, clearly they ran away, you know. But they've had people write into the podcast and say, because I listened to your podcast, I got myself out of this awful situation. There was a pregnant woman that was nearly beaten to death recently and she's like, I remembered something that I heard on the podcast and instead of yelling, help me, because nobody responds to help me, she yelled, I don't know you. And because she yelled, I don't know you, more people came up to her than if she had because they didn't think it was a domestic dispute and saved her life.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, it gives a lightness to a really horrible subject in a way that helps us cope with it and learn from it. But also, like, I'm very fascinated in psychology and the way that people's minds tick. And listening to these stories about these people who are essentially broken humans and kind of looking a bit more deeply into why they do the things that they do really fascinates me. So that's why I got into it. The episodes that I recommended for each of you. Now, the reason why I didn't recommend one of these episodes to Pat is because before we were talking about this podcast, I pretty much retold the entire story to him.
And you told
myself,
it so well.
Word for word, almost. So I tend to find that with the My Favorite Murders, there's rarely an episode where I love both of the murders that they do. I'll like one and then be obsessed with the other one. So for Zane, I recommended Lawrence Singleton, they all of the episodes are named after the people who did the bad thing, but I really want to say it's the Mary Vincent story because
it's her
story. Like, so sometimes when Karen is feeling a little bit lazy, she will just retell an episode of I Survived. And I really love that because you know that no matter how bad things get, that the person
survived.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I don't even remember what the other murder was in that because every time I tell someone to listen to MFM, I'm like, episode 18 is the business because Mary goddamn Vincent.
And I will say, like, that feels in the podcast, in that episode, you can tell that they're more excited about it as well.
Yes, exactly. So,
but I'll wait until
next episode. It's all to, yeah. And so, and the episode that I recommended to Patrick, like I found it's Lord Lucan and it's the Summerhill Road murders. So the Lord Lucan one was interesting, but I don't usually love as much when they do the old timey murders because I don't find they resonate with me as well. But the reason why I recommended it to Patrick is because it had such an interesting twist of events of how it's kind of difficult to say, but, you know, like this person comes forward and is the obvious suspect for murder, but then they're not, but then they are, but then the court process gets completely twisted around so that they can get around double jeopardy. And it's just, as I was listening to it, I was just like, yay, get him. And then I was like, oh, maybe he didn't do it. Oh God, he didn't do it. No, yay, he did do it. Get him. And
I never finished watching Making a Murderer. Isn't that what happens in that too?
Sort of. I've got very, very strict opinions on Making a Murderer, which we can probably discuss on a later episode. But I just, I thought that you would enjoy the way that the court process was manipulated in that one. That's why I recommended you that one. I was going to recommend you another one that's actually my second favorite episode, but it was another I Survived, and I didn't want to do two I Survived.
Well, tell me anyway, because I'll probably still want to listen to it.
It's Jennifer Morey. I've got it in the show notes if anyone wants to have a look at it. It's this woman who was attacked by someone in her – she was just attacked. She woke up and she was being attacked, and then – a security guard knocked on her door to ask if she was okay, and what happens after that is
not good.
No, it's it was a wonderful story, and they continued it because the woman who was the I Survived girl, Jennifer, wrote in like 15 episodes later and was like, hearing you tell my story made me so happy, and it felt like, you know, you were my friends and that we knew each other. And then like 20 episodes after that was a guest star on their live show, because she just messaged them and was like, can I have tickets? And I'm just sitting in the car like crying, listening to this woman talk about how amazed she was that someone wanted to tell her story. So that was the other one I was going to recommend, but should.
No, I want that now. That's sorry. Sounds very compelling.
Okay. Well, I'll tell the number of episodes in the show notes, but I think it's like 30 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so yeah, I guess that's a great time to mention that everything that we mention will be in the show notes, so you don't have to like rewind back and get the numbers and whatever. We'll put links where possible in the show notes, and failing that, we will list episode numbers and what have you.
But with MFM, I do recommend starting from the start. You do have to put up with some sound issues because they had really terrible mics, so do be aware that the ads will blast your head off by the time that you come to them, because everything else is so quiet. You can come in at any time, but you'll probably not enjoy their chatty banter at the start of the episode, which sometimes can last for 15 to 20 minutes if you haven't been on their journey with them. So, yeah.
I enjoyed their chatty banter anyway.
Me too. And you know, when I found out what they looked like, I first thought they looked like the way that they talk, they're so Californian that I was like, oh, these girls have to be like, you know, blonde hair, blue eyed. Oh my God.
They're both like two brunettes.
They're both like black hair, like goth looking. And the other one, George, is like super vintage, quirky, bright eyes. The number of times that she's just like making a face, she's like, oh my God, Karen, describe this face. Describe the face that I'm making right now. Like, they're adorable. I love them.
And well, look, I'll talk about it when I give you my reactions to listening to the episode. So my recommendation is a weird one because it actually doesn't exist anymore.
But I wish it did.
I wish it did as well. My favorite podcast of all time is Thrilling Adventure Hour, written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
Is that their real names?
Real names.
That's how they met.
Oh. They apparently lined up behind each other in signing up for a college class or something, and Blacker or Acker heard the other one's name and said, that's almost exactly my name. And then they started, it was a film writing course, and so they started writing together, and so they've been writing partners ever since. So Thrilling Adventure Hour is, they call it fake radio, but it's a new time radio podcast in the style of old time radio. And they basically once a month put on a variety hour, which has three or four segments of 15 to 20 minutes of different old time radio, I guess, parodies or satire stories. And then each week they release one of these segments, so that you have Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars, which is like a sci-fi Western on Mars, Beyond Belief, which is my personal favorite, which is two upper class mediums who are dealing with the supernatural in New York City, Colonel TikTok, which is a British gentleman with a time machine doing Queen Elizabeth I's bidding. It sounds wacky, but it has such a huge cast. Like some of the names, I'll just go through.
Like regular cast and guest and stars.
Guest stars like it's huge. Are like A-listers.
Yeah.
But so before they were really famous, so Padgett Brewster, Paul F. Tompkins, Craig Kakowski, Busy Phillips, Annie Savage, James Urbaniak, and John DiMaggio, Mark Evan Jackson, Mark Gagliardi, all of these are like all on BoJack Horseman, Community. They've since this project become B-plus listers.
Yeah, let's say that.
Hey, look, B-plus ain't bad.
It is good. Not bad, but like they've had John Hamm, they've had Neil Patrick Harris, Emily Blunt, Nick Offerman, Nathan Fillion, Zach Levi. They've had
Patton Oswalt.
Yes. Possibly my favorite guest star.
I got that one. That was really funny.
So it doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately.
But there are so many episodes.
So
there needs to be more.
What exists now is the Thrilling Adventure Hour. What do they call
it? Like Treasury?
It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour Treasury. And they're re-releasing select episodes and mini episodes. And there's some behind the scenes stuff there as well with interviews with Acker and Blacker or Paul F. Tompkins. A lot of stuff there. I was lucky enough back in the day to have to, in order to get people to listen to this podcast who were not into podcasts, I had to physically download the podcast onto a USB drive to give to other people to go, this is the best thing you'll ever listen to. Please listen so we can geek together.
Uh-huh.
And then they did. And so we all got the comic that they released and et cetera, et cetera.
Do you have that?
I do. I have. It's over there.
I need to read that.
On my bookshelf. You can borrow it and read it. It's very good. So, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore, but it's my favorite. And listen to the Treasury and put pressure on them to come back.
How do we do that?
Yeah, how do we do that?
They have a website. Every year, so since they've stopped, every year they've done like a Christmas special where they get as many of the people as they can to New York. And they do a show in New York and a show in LA, which is just another – is that you get a Spark show, Beyond Belief show, et cetera. They tried to turn Beyond Belief into a TV show that didn't happen, but they're trying to turn it into an animated TV show, which I think is a better idea.
Yes, yes.
So these characters are still in the mix in the world somewhere. But so my recommendation to anyone, and it is – in the Treasury is episode 10 of the Treasury, Wishing Hell. This is a Beyond Belief episode. So you've got Frank and Sadie Doyle, and it's kind of Stand By Me / It. and it's very funny. However, for Patrick, I sent you.
You sent me a bunch, yeah.
Didn't you give us a Dropbox folder with everything and said, have at it?
I did 1, 5, and 10.
I think I may have listened to all of Beyond Belief.
You
all
should.
Of it.
And the urge is there.
I couldn't stop. But more on that later.
I'm sure that you can on their website. You can on their website listen to more of it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Keep the fandom alive because it was very big. Like it started out in a tiny little bar that could seat 40 people, I think, the M Bar. And then by the end, it was a few hundred seat theater once a month show.
Is what you gave us everything or is there?
It's not everything. It's everything up to a point because after that, everyone I knew was already listening to us. I didn't have to give
so
it to them
do you think the rest of it exists to be had?
To be hard to find.
I am really good at finding things
online. I know you are. Yes, actually, that's true.
It must exist somewhere.
All right, challenge accepted.
Whether or not we – look, if I can get Padgett Brewster to talk to me personally and say, Zane, I appreciate how much of a fan you are of this podcast – Here is a digital copy of everything we ever did.
Padgett,
and I would go, Padgett Brewster.
Padgett, are you listening?
I love you.
me too. And that's, no, I'm not saying that lightly.
So please go listen to The Treasury. I think that's, I feel like I've just been gushing for a long time now.
That's okay. We can look when we share our recommendations, when we share our opinions, we can
gush together.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's our first episode, I think. I think we'll wrap it there. All our recommendations will be in the show notes with links where possible. So please listen in or listen along and then come back next week where we give our reviews on our co-host's suggestions and bring in a new podcast for you to listen to.
Yeah.
Next week, I have a very small, very unknown podcast that I would like to recommend. So I'm it's one of the ones that I look forward to every week.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with murder and one that's quite well known, but slightly better researched than MFM.
There's a few ones that I want to, like, I'm really excited to share with you guys, but I feel like I want to save it a little bit.
I know. You've got to, like, make it link, you know, you've got to put a few ones and then pepper the good ones.
I've structured my list sort of purposefully. I might need to do a little bit of reorganizing, but it's quite purposeful.
All right. Well, this is a success. I'm very happy. Thank you for joining me.
Hey.
Thank you anytime. For joining me.
And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back weekly. So join us next week and we'll listen to podcasts until then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The world is a mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.